Western Carolina University is preparing for next month's fall semester with a mix of in-person and online instruction. Western Carolina University has 15 different work groups and task forces, finalizing the details of the return to school next month. Corey Cosby is the Associate Vice Chancellor of Human Resources.
Speaking from an HR standpoint, you know, we kind of worked in lockstep with the University of North Carolina system and the North Carolina Office of State Human Resources as far as work and leave provisions and the guidance associated with that.
Candace Otto is Chair of the Faculty Senate, making her the voice of faculty during many of these discussions. She started her term at the beginning of the month.
I think the greatest concern is just their health and safety. They just don't want to be put into an environment where their health could be compromised.
Back on March 16th, all Western employees started working remotely if possible. Some can't work remotely, such as shuttle drivers, groundskeepers, and facilities workers. The school says that it's working to keep these employees safe, especially if they identify as high risk. Ben Pendry is the chair of the Staff Senate.
I hope that there's not a lot of face-to-face conversation, but I know there's going to be a lot of mask-to-mask conversation because they will be required when folks come back on campus.
Corey Cosby says the university has tried to work with staff who identify as high risk.
We want the individual to feel comfortable with what we're providing, but we also want to make sure that they have meaningful employment. So it's a case-by-case basis.
Western employees in a variety of positions reached out to BPR anonymously to say they're concerned about going back to work during the fall semester when students will be back on campus. One said, "I believe that it is morally and ethically wrong to hold face-to-face instruction this fall during the COVID-19 pandemic." Last month, the school held a faculty forum to discuss the concerns. As the Faculty Senate Chair and an administrator at the business school, Cadence Otto says she sees the issue from both sides.
I mean, if campus is shut down and nobody's taking classes and nobody's eating and living in the dorms, then we can't continue to pay people. It's just, we can't. We don't have the money. And then on the other hand, if we keep it going, then what is the danger, you know, that risk threshold that we are basically embracing?
However, Otto says she agrees with many faculty that it is unethical for the university to keep students' housing and meal plan fees if they're not able to stay on campus for the whole semester. Right now, Western says it will not give back those fees. Classes are set to go back on August 17th. Before the announcement was made in June, faculty were asked to submit paperwork requesting special accommodations for their classes if they did not feel safe conducting face-to-face classes. This included a form signed by a licensed physician that identifies the faculty as high risk. Some faculty and staff that BPR spoke with expressed concerns that they might be penalized at Western or in future jobs if they identify as high risk. Cosby says that all information about health is confidential within HR.
Confidentiality is a top priority.
Cosby says that things could still change because of the pandemic.
I'd be speculating at this point, but I think it's safe to say that there is flexibility, both at the system level, at the state level, and at the university level to adjust policies as we move forward.
If any staff do contract COVID-19 while at work, Cosby says it could be covered as part of workers' compensation. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.